Today we hear the beginning of the Passion narrative according to St. John. And St. John tells us very clearly that Jesus was deeply troubled of that betrayal. Remember, sometimes we think that, oh yeah, he's God, he gotta have everything in control. But we forget that he is fully God, fully human. And his human nature, he understands what it means to be betrayed. He know what it means to be hurt. He know what it means to be abandoned, rejected. Jesus felt all of that in his own humanity. He felt all of that, especially knowing that one of his disciples, the one closest to him, going to betray him. And then he said, he called his disciples today, and I quote, he said, my children. He calls his children. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. Sense in that, a sense of sorrow, sadness, but also a sense of hope. Recognizing that he is here to fulfill what God the Father hath will for him. And obedience to God, God the Father, he will give himself up for us. And I'll end my homily today by quoting the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the second oracle on the servant of the Lord. We must remind ourselves, just like each and every one of us as the disciple of Jesus, knowing that though I thought I have toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. Sometimes we think that everything depends on us, or we think highly of ourselves, or we think that if we somehow fail, everything gonna fall apart. But we recognize that the Lord is our recompense, our reward. He knows our heart. We're all humans. We all have our breaking point. We're not perfect. Somehow we will fall short, But if we seek the Lord and not depend on ourselves, and if we become more generous, depending and trusting in the good Lord, he will become our reward, our recompense. So that even in the eyes of humanity, when they look at us and think that we have toiled in vain, like, oh yeah, stupid, ignorant, outdated, or whatever believers you are, why you do all of this? God knows our heart, and he will work through us as his servants, so that we become a servant of the Lord in learning how to be beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, by becoming more Christ-like each day, so that we will sing of the salvation we gain through him. And in him, we take our refuge in him who is our strength.